Blog Talk Radio.
Discrimination in one way or another. I mean, people targeted me because they thought I was discriminating against African Americans, and the truth is, I wasn't. I love all people. I mean, believe me, but love don't see color. I hang out who I want, but I'm never going to discriminate. I mean, I love Jimi Hendrix, and I love Dr. King, one of my heroes musically as well as culturally, and I admire Harriet Tubman. But because I'm black doesn't mean I have to die for it, you know. But nevertheless, and then discrimination for Hollywood because of the way I look, you know. I didn't look like a rock star. I didn't have long red or blonde hair like Vince Neil, you know, and they didn't want me, you know, set me in the rock and roll circle, so I thought that was discrimination. I hope the Oscars 2016, I hope that they become more open, because the Oscars need to, in this day and age, I'm just fed up with it. God damn, I mean, it was a funny monologue by Chris Rock. He's right, you know. Please stop the racism. I mean, I know if you look, there's good and bad in everybody, and there's talented people, there's gifted people of all types, there's love and beauty in any type of race, whether you're born Asian, I mean, if you're born, you know, Mongoloid or Negroid or Caucasoid, I mean, if you're white, black, or whatever, you're Asian, or whatever, I don't know where you come from. Please, it's not fair. My thing is that we're all people. We're all equal. We all need to take care of each other and realize that the pigment skin is only a different shade, because we're all the same, you know. Like the black sheep and the white sheep, you know, they're pretty much the same. It's just one was color, a little bit different, you know, darker color. It doesn't mean it's the difference. It has the same, do the same thing, you know. Please don't discriminate. But the topic of the show is about unique people. I'm a unique person. I have to talk about the discrimination against unique people, because there are a lot of people who don't follow the status quo, regardless of where they come from, regardless of color or of gender or sexual orientation or whatever you come from. I don't know where you come from. There's some unique people. You know, they have talents. You know, they dress differently. They talk differently, but difference means acceptance, opening our minds, because people are not going to always be, be similar to us who we encounter. We're not always going to, you know, have the same typical people that are like us around us all the time. And we learn more from diversity than we do by hanging around the same old type of people, because it gets boring, you know. If I hang around with people who look like me and act like me all day, it would be boring. We wouldn't grow. So I had to hang around people. I like to learn more about the world. And the world's filled with so much possibility by learning about different people. And difference has always been a part of the human race. And this is also why there's so much discrimination, because people who are limited in education and insight into the human being, their first action that they take when they look at someone who's perceived as different than they are, is to shun them, ostracize them, make fun of them. Because discrimination is fear. Hate is fear. A lot of people, they do like to hang out with people who are like them, you know. They like to live in the same neighborhoods, you know. They like to married people of the same race, and they like to do all kinds of things, you know, that they grew up with, and that's fine. But when you realize that there's also a lot of people who don't want to live that way. You know, there are people who just wanted to find new horizons and new goals and new places to develop who they are, and they find it in a different setting. You know, music or education or any, you know, or whatever it is, there's so much diversity. You can find out that these unique people are innovators, because when you find that someone's unique and they seem way out there, they can probably have some unique talent that transcends the world. I think that from what I've heard in the Christian religion, that the founder or the person, well, Jesus of Nazareth, or was very unique. Moses was very unique. So leaders and people transcend things, and you find that they tend to be very unique because they can bring something new to and start something that can enhance the world. I mean, doing the same old thing or just staying with who you're comfortable with, that's fine. But if you think that's the way of life for everyone else, that's not. It's limited. That's a limited existence, lack of education. We see examples like the KKK and other hateful groups, regardless of color or religion, who demonstrate that limited existence, that limited education. People are people. They're always going to be somebody different from yours. If they dress differently, wear spike hair or whatever, then that's them. Do not judge a person by on the cover. There's something good, substantial is on the inside of that book. While you can't make someone else like you or love you, you also should not judge somebody who's different from you. Unfortunately, people are going to anyway, and that's why we have a lot of problems in the world. That's why we have a lot of wars. Hate has caused so much atrocities like the Holocaust. You know, because we had a psychopath named Adolf Hitler who killed a lot of people based on their religion. So the thing what I'm trying to say is there's people who are unique. I mean, they don't follow. I mean, it could be regardless of religion. In the Jewish community, in the Hindu community, a Christian community, there could be somebody who just look different, talk different, act different. And it doesn't mean that they're a different, you know, whatever. And, you know, we just have to see that that is going to be the way it is as long as we live. But at the same time, you will find out that that those type of people will bring something new to the table, that will bring some kind of innovation that will change everything for the better. A lot of innovations, a lot of changes have came from unique people. If you don't believe me, look at the science. Albert Einstein was a very unique individual. Look at all the scientists and all the artists, all the musicians. They were not the typical average Joe. Believe me, I admire Jimi Hendrix. He changed the guitar forever. Or let's say he had sounds on the guitar that no one heard before, and now everybody's playing those sounds. Or you can look at all the different people who brought in music or who brought in intellectual possibilities as well as other individuals such as entrepreneurs to help expand the horizons of everyone because of that difference. Don't discriminate against someone who's unique or different from you. Realize that that difference and that uniqueness can expand you and our existence for the better. Thank you.